Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A 22-year-old man facing a jury on murder and vehicular manslaughter charges after high-speed crash killing four university students. Driving at over 104 miles an hour in a 45-mile zone, plows into three parked cars. The Alpha Phi sorority sisters were walking along the shoulder. Straight out to Drew Nelson for more.
Nancy, their names are Neve Ralston, Peyton Stewart, Asha Weir, and Deslin Williams. The man accused of killing them has hired the lawyer who helped acquit Karen Reed in her widely publicized murder trial. Fraser Michael Bohm pleaded not guilty in a Los Angeles County courtroom to four counts of murder and four counts of vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence. Prosecutors say he was driving his BMW at more than 100 miles per hour in a 45 zone on October 17th of 2023. The car struck the parked vehicles on Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu. Those vehicles then hit the four Pepperdine University seniors, killing the four of them there. The crash happened near Dead Man's Curve, which is a stretch known for fatal wrecks in the area. Bohm was uninjured. Two others were hurt. Data from the BMW's black box allegedly shows the car accelerated from 93 to 104 miles per hour just before the impact. Deputy District Attorney Nathan Bartos told the court, quote, "They were killed because of the driving of the defendant. He consciously decided to get that vehicle up to the speed of 104 miles an hour. This was not an accident." Bohm's defense says he was fleeing a road rage incident that began at a restaurant in Malibu. Investigators say there's no evidence of that. He was first arrested for gross vehicular manslaughter, released, then rearrested when the charges were upgraded to murder. His bail was cut from $8 million to $4 million. Alan Jackson, Karen Reed's lawyer, who has also represented Kevin Spacey and prosecuted Phil Spector, said outside court he will challenge the state's case and seek another bail reduction. Bohm also faces possible civil suits from the victims' families. The four women were the best of friends, members of the Alpha Phi sorority preparing for a party at their place that day. They were set to graduate in 2024. Pepperdine awarded their degrees posthumously. Bohm is due back in court September 5th.
Thanks, Drew. More crime and justice news after this.
New details on a missing Oklahoma toddler allegedly sold to a meth dealer by her mother, and these details are rather disturbing. Ashley Rowland, age 39, and her boyfriend Joshua Denton, 40, are in jail on child abuse charges while police search for Rowland's daughter, London Kerr. London was two when she vanished in April of 2022. Rowland first told police she gave London to a man named Carlos in a parking lot, claiming he might be the child's father. She later admitted Carlos was a meth dealer and that her story about him taking London to Mexico was false. Oklahoma City police say interviews with the couple's other children uncovered graphic abuse claims. Rowland's teenage son told detectives that Denton hit London with a wooden paddle engraved with the words, "The Last Resort," and also shot her with a BB gun. He said Denton once duct-taped him to a chair, beat him with a belt, and threatened to kill him if he spoke. Denton's two younger children told investigators they saw him pour hot sauce in London's eyes more than once, force her to bite into a hot pepper, and lock her in a closet. An 8-year-old girl accused Denton of raping her. Police searched a storage unit tied to the couple and found a BB gun, diapers, a pink baby blanket, a car seat, and the last resort. One child said the last time he saw London, Rowland told him to say goodbye before driving away with her. He never saw her again. Rowland is charged with enabling child abuse and engaging in a pattern of criminal offenses. Denton faces six counts of child abuse, forcible sodomy, lewd acts with a child, and the same pattern of offenses charge. They remain in the Cleveland County Jail without bond. London would be turning six next month. She is white, blonde, with blue eyes. Anyone with information should contact the Oklahoma City Police Department Homicide Tip Line at 405-297-1200. The only man charged in Tupac Shakur's killing changes his legal team as the trial date nears. Dwayne Keefe D. Davis has hired Robert Draskovich and Michael Pandulo to defend him in the 1996 murder case. They take over from Carl Arnold, who was let go last week. The new attorneys spoke to reporters in Las Vegas on Tuesday. They said they are still reviewing the case, but plan to file motions in the coming weeks. They expect to be ready for the trial set for February 9th of 2026. Davis, age 62, was was arrested in September of 2023 and pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. Prosecutors accuse him of arranging the ambush that killed Tupac near the Las Vegas Strip. He remains held without bail. In January, a judge rejected his claim that old immunity agreements should shield him from prosecution, saying there was no proof such deals ever existed. In March, Davis told ABC News, quote, "I'm innocent. I ain't killed nobody, never did ever kill nobody." He said he wanted to spend his later years watching his grandchildren grow up and enjoying life with his family. He also described himself as a good man who had left drug dealing behind long ago. A major part of the case comes from Davis's own words in interviews and his 2019 memoir, Compton Street Legend. Prosecutors say he publicly confessed to the killing more than once. Davis claims a co-author took liberties with the story and that he has never actually read the finished book. Tupac Shakur was 25 when he was shot on September 7, 1996, while riding in a BMW driven by Death Row Records co-founder Suge Knight after a Mike Tyson fight. Four bullets struck Shakur at an intersection known for gang tensions. He died 6 days later in a Las Vegas hospital. For years, the case went unsolved, fueled by speculation, gang rivalries, and Shakur's fame as one of hip-hop's most influential figures. Police say Davis's own public accounts helped restart the investigation that led to his arrest.
Thanks, Drew. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.